We welcome Nicole C. Mullen, our guest. Nicole, you're known as a Christian artist. Your latest project is more of a gospel project. Are you coming back home?
Yes, definitely. I've always wanted to have, of course, our people and everybody else's people groups at the same time. And I see whenever we go and we do concerts, we have different, you know, colors of skins, different cultures, different, you know, language-speaking people there. And I think actually at the same time it represents the body of Christ, but I was so thrilled to be able to do something that I thought, well, let me make sure that, and to be honest, every album I had us in mind, to be honest. I'm like, but I know it hasn't been like the norm for African Americans, but at the same time I found that when African Americans have heard it or have come out to the concert, they've always seemed to embrace it anyway, even though it may not have been their, you know, style that they were used to. And so I'm finding now, this last one, Everyday People, that God has given us favor with our own and with other people, too, so I'm really thrilled.
How about Bootsy Collins? And tell us about the conversation at the end of the song.
Hey, Nicole, the sticky's, all right, I can get without you in there, too, you know, okay. Oh, you know what, though, the thing about that is it actually goes into another song, too. That goes into, it goes into the next song called This. So it's kind of one of those things that probably shouldn't have been in your thing, but it actually still works. But if you get a chance to hear the whole CD, it goes into another song that's it's really for the youth, I think, though, too. It's like, when I dance, I'm doing it like this. The world say we got to do it like that. But we are a new, you know, we have our own code, and that's the Bible. And so when we bring it, we can bring it like this. And so it's kind of one of those tongue-in-cheek things, real sassy song that I hope, you know, eventually hope you get a chance to hear it. And so far, people have been enjoying that one, too, in different places. So,
how do you stay in shape? I mean, how do you, with all the energy, and I know you have kids and everything like that, but you give an energetic show, Sawyer and Bobby Jones. How do you keep that going?
Really, it is. I have three kids, like you said, chasing my kids. My youngest is almost two. And dancing. And I drink a lot of water. And the rest is probably just a gift from God, because he knew that he had to help a sister out, you know, for what he's called. So I really got to give him the credit for it. So I just do a little bit.
Our guest is Nicole C. Mullen. Nicole, are you going to be in our area?
I would love to. I'm not sure what our calendar says so far, but I would love to. I love every time we get a chance to come that direction, east of us. And, I mean, hopefully people stay tuned. They can even find it on our website. That's Nicole C. Mullen with a E, not an I. No, okay. And we have tour dates there. And so I would love for people to come out whenever I'm in town. Love to hang out, hug some necks, kiss some babies, and find out some other stories.
Talk to us about your project and the journey that you're taking us through on this project.
Oh, you got a whole lot of flavors. You got from, we got a song that I did for the Trakosi slaves. They're these women that are enslaved in Ghana, Africa. And it's called Gonna Be Free. And I got these other kids that are from Uganda and over in Africa to sing on it with me. So you got that kind of flavor about, you know, just the testimony of how we as African Americans, we are free today. But at the same time, somebody else gave up their freedom so that we could be free. And so it's our turn to do whatever we can to help these people there. There are songs about called Valerie. It's about a single mom who was, like, you know, going through abuse, who's saying, you know, I'm holding on to your hand, Lord. I'm not going to give up. You know, and though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'm not going to fear evil. There's a song called Brianna that a lot of people are starting to take notice of, too, about a little blind girl that I met after a concert one day. And eventually she goes home to be with the Lord. And it's just one of those things that the first face she was able to see was the face of God. And the hope that we have as believers in Jesus Christ that when people say goodbye in this world, they're not saying goodbye forever, because we will see them again in the next.
Back to William Bootsy Collins. Bootsy, baby. How'd you get Bootsy to collaborate with you on this project?
In the River Band. Well, Bootsy used to go to our church a long time ago in Cincinnati, and then he kept in contact with my cousin, and through the course of events, he was like, well, whenever Bubbles, which is my nickname, goes back in the studio and records, I want to be on it. And so when we did a Live in Cincinnati DVD CD, I think it was last year, he came out to that taping, and we talked again. He was like, okay, I want to do something. I was like, all right. So when I went in and I was doing this song here, and I got a chance to produce the message. I got it, you know, that's my, anyway, oh God, anyway. But so I said, well, let me try and send it to Bootsy and see if he's feeling anything. And so I sent it to him, and he called me. He was like, hey, Nicole, I'm feeling it. I knew he sent me 16 tracks of his love. You know, he sent, like, guitar and bass and, you know, Moog and just all kinds of stuff. And we mixed it in together, and we got the message. So he's a great guy. He loves the Lord. He and his wife, Patty, and they're great people.
Nicole, where is Irvin gospel music heading?
I think as long as it's taking the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ into the hearts of the people, and as long as the carriers, the mailmen that we are, we're delivering a message, as long as we don't get in the way of the message, so let it be. But I think the moment we start contradicting what the message says, what the Word of God says that we should do, then we need to get out of the way, I think, you know. And not that we're not going to make mistakes, because we all will. We will all fall. But when we do fall, we have to make sure that we repent and get that right with God and go on, but not make a ministry in our fallen state and say, I'm going to camp around this fact that I love my sin, and so I want y'all to love this sin too. But I think if we continue to draw people's eyes toward Christ, then regardless of the style of music, I think the message will be correct.
Our guest, Nicole C. Mullen.